Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, listeners. This is Linda, and it's December 12th, 2021, and I'm going to do the show today on the Eco Peace Vision. I tell different parts of the vision in different places on the internet, so I'll just hit a few things today. Actually, it's this evening on a Sunday. But so the first thing is relates to peace. My vision does have God in the picture because I have had real experiences to where Father God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus are real beings in my experience. Have other testimonies, other places, but basically, I want to say that I think it will be a good way to move forward in the United States, especially, and around the world. In this country, though, we have in the Declaration of Independence that can be seen as a primary preamble to the Constitution, and even in our Constitution, it talks about blessings. And why it's good to have God in the picture is because then you have a parental being, somebody who loves humans as a parent loves and yet is firm, and we have a long history written down of God in the Bible, of God trying to guide humans to be more and more civil. And you see a jump from the Old Testament to the New Testament with the teachings of Jesus. He asks us to be even more civil, and also the message is to go out to the world, whereas before, when Father God was just working with the Israelites and the Holy Land, there was a mission to secure that region. And it relates to the end of the Bible in Revelation, because there's some kind of a huge cube, like spaceship type thing, that's supposed to land in New Jerusalem, or it is New Jerusalem, it's supposed to land in Jerusalem. So they had to do a lot of battles to secure that territory. And so that is one thing that reading some of that was something earlier on, I thought, wow, Father God is like angry, and really there's a lot of violence. Whole communities get wiped out that have even the kids and everything are killed. But if you read on later in the Bible, it will tell you that those communities were sacrificing infants to small g gods, so, and just worshiping idols that can't really help them. So they were off track, but I think they were sort of left there, and some were even giants, to prove that with God, this group of shepherds, I mean, it was after they left Egypt, it was 600,000 men plus women and children that were there, you know, going across the desert for 40 years, even though it was like a month-long journey, because it was like a shakedown where they had to try to get past all that they had learned in Egypt for 430 years. They knew a lot about all their kind of gods in Egypt, and so they had to get very simple. And some of them were, you know, helping in the courts there and stuff, so they were used to a more decadent life. So anyway, that's part of that. So back to the Eco Peace vision. So peace, putting a parental figure there means that we don't put just the idea of goodness above everything, because then you get, I call it relative morality, where one person's good is not what another person's good is. One person might think we have too many people, and not just one person, but maybe a small group of an elite might think we have too many people. The small group of elites don't need this many people, just some producers and technicians. So this is where, you know, we start getting, I believe, problems. Also, look at all the genetically engineered stuff going on. Today I learned about pigs. There's something called an enviro pig, and they put the genome or part of the genome of mouse into the pig's genome, and part of the genome or the whole genome of the E. coli bacteria into the pig, and it's supposed to, I think, break down phosphates better and then have less pollution. But our bodies might not do well with this. It may not see it as a food substance. It's now a genetically modified organism. And they're not labeling it. They're not telling people, you know, our beautiful National Institute of Health has, over the last few years, helped people get worse and worse and have all these experiments on rats and stuff. And now I've heard a huge amount of primates. And so you can go to the PETA.org website. There was a podcast about that recently. PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That treatment of animals on the planet is not at all good, not good enough. We lead to, except for the people caring for their pets, you know, in places on the planet, but there's a lot of torture going on, basically. These are sentient beings, the animals are, and also I'll point out plants are sentient beings too, so they can sense, they've done experiments where they can sense if a plant is, one is going to get eaten at the same kind, will energetically, if they know it's going to get blended or eaten or something, it will have a response. Like if there's a group of carrots, you know, one will have a response and the other ones in the blender about to get blended. So we really got to give thanks when we realize when we eat anything. So, okay, so peace, that eco-peace vision. One more thing related to peace is voting. My vision for that is for fair, cheaper elections, that people that are validated, people feel like this is the correct election, go get the, if we get the ballots sent to our house, we can take our time filling them out, and then when we go to bring them in to get the vote counted, we go to our local elementary school, which will be within walking distance, and like on a whatever night, I don't know, maybe it'll be a Sunday night or a Tuesday night, but then we choose the neighbors that we know to count them. You could even put a mirror above when they count, and you could even make a certain color dot on yours or whatever, so you know yours is counted. So each person validates their vote was counted, and then you call, you agree on the results, you call it in, so and on TV live, you can then see your neighborhood's vote is listed there. All the neighborhoods count the vote up together, and then in a region, so you can count it all on the screen, you know, by seeing it on the TV. So that's a way to have a fair elections. Okay, the idea is not original. That's what they did in Guadalajara, Mexico, state of Jalisco, 20 years ago, and they're probably still doing it because, anyway, it's a fair election. So back to what I mentioned about putting God in the picture, besides you not having just relative goodness or human leaders who know less, because if you read the Bible, you can tell this is from this is written where some being can foresee, or they planned it so well to make it happen, the future. It's just pretty interesting. It's worth reading, and I like the New Living Translation Bible, and the Living Bible has some footnotes that are helpful, and then the New International Version Study Bible, and then the BibleHub.com interlinear version to clear up any confusion. If you're like, I don't know about this, and it's a little different, you know, so just that clears it up. Interlinear has Greek in the New Testament, Greek to English, and Old Testament Hebrew to English. Okay, I'm at 10 minutes. I got two more minutes, so I'll talk a little about the ecology of the vision. So I have thought, let's have structures so that it's easier rather than harder to live ecologically and live peacefully. So I thought eco-village is an idea. We could try to evolve our neighborhoods this way too, to where we have more locally made foods. There could be gardening in the area. There's a group called Avant Gardeners or something in Oregon. They garden people's like backyards. So then also, if we had eco villages for our asylum seekers, which I believe God wants us to accept people who are coming here seeking a peaceful place, but what if we had them planting trees? What if they could be in somewhat arid areas, but it's near some water, or there's dry Caribbean pines that they've planted out in arid areas in Colombia where the rainforest is no more, but there's water kind of nearby, and they were able to grow a dense enough canopy over 20 years to create clouds and rain. So, hey, there's a vision of what to do with people we're not sure of, where to put them. They could be mobile camps even, but fence, make them secure and teach them, have education. And I say Bible literacy as the first text just related to American history, because that is our history, what the founders' ideals were based on. And then after you know the Bible, that ties in to the if people are interested in the Quran, okay, read the Quran. And notice in Summa 5, Muhammad said, this is what I heard, I haven't looked it up, but said that if there's any questions, go to the people of the book. I think the word book is capitalized. So that would be Christians, I would say, and we can interpret that way in this country, because the Christians would have listened to him more, because the Jews, he went to the Jews first when he was hearing from God, and they said, we only listen to Moses. We don't listen to even the other prophets after Moses. So then if people have in this country the understanding of the Bible, especially notice that there's a progression, and it's the New Testament is the new covenant with Jesus, which is very similar to the old key things, but he really clarified and updated what some of the old rules and laws were, and there were too many rules. Some of them were made by Levi priests, I understand, so it simplified it to the most thing is love God, love one another as you love yourself, and as Jesus demonstrated love. Okay, I'm at 13. So that's it for today.